This is episode number one. Our topic today is pee pants. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
As much as urinating in my pants must have seemed to be the main event in my story, that did not end here. I am a mother to three kids, and spend most days hoping that I will not sneeze, laugh too loud, or really piss in my pants. I tell my patients to pee, then bounce a couple times or dance a bit, and then I try to piss again. One of the common scenarios that we encounter at our urology clinic is kids holding in pee so long they are losing, or spit, their pee. This means after they have finished their pee, have them try it again to see if more urine comes out. Your baby also might relax her external sphincter at an inappropriate time and let the pee leak out. If your teen is very adept at holding his or her urine, they may have trouble relaxing their external sphincter, the muscles in your bladder that loosen and tighten to control urine, so they are not fully emptying their bladder when they go to the bathroom. Other times, when kids are racing to the void, they just urinate just enough to get this urge out, but their bladder is still filled with urine. A full bowel may be pushing against their bladder, causing pee accidents. You might want to set up a timer in the bathroom to ensure that your teen is spending adequate time to effectively pee and poop. Once safely in the bathroom, dampen pants with water or a wet paper towel to eliminate the urine odor. Granted, you are still pissing outside, so privacy is relative, but you are saving yourself the trouble of lifting up the pants again and glowering at fellow outdoorsmen. You do not have to pull the pants down completely to get in, and your back and sides are completely covered as long as you are opening from the front. The pants come with two deep pockets, probably for your phone, since your hands are going to be busy zipping, unzipping, and pulling the pants from your body. The pants, made from super soft, legging-like material, are meant to be worn with no underwear, and are incredibly comfy and practical commanders. For the most part, the design works, but the sizing is misleading. The pants are very snug in size large. If you typically get your workout, running pants in larger sizes at Old Navy or J.C. Penney, this is a bit more like medium. The patented Chick Fly pants design has two panels of overlapped, stretched fabrics pulling apart. I was about 1 mile into a 3 mile or so run when I stopped and wondered if I would ever thought of using these pants for what they were supposed to do. Overall, the comfort and innovative access to bathrooms in these pants are unparalleled by anything else I have tried before. As I tested out the pants, I could not help but wonder why women are so uncomfortable using nature as facilities, whereas men felt so free. Logistically, the best way to unlock these bad boys is by starting at the front in the right hand, pulling down the zipper, then pulling it back. I have even seen kids that started holding pee after the first urinary tract infection because it was painful, and they kept holding pee afterwards out of fear of having to urinate in pain from their first urinary tract infection. Then, there were times where I was probably too big for a pant pee, but I simply could not get into a restroom on time. I was raised around sisters, but I do remember my oldest grandson pulling his pants down to urinate in the gutter on Christmas Day, in full view of God and everyone. My spandex was covered with poop, and my dress stank completely. I crouched in the corner of a stairwell landing behind her, wearing a skirt from the uniform, my polos in, and started to urinate into my pants. I shambled back up the remains of my possessions still in the stairs, then started walking toward my math class, realizing I would sit there pissing myself for the next 3 hours. She had made her way into math class to avoid being late, while I was simply left on the street, contemplating a plan B, plan C, whatever, other than going into the classroom stinking like pee. Then Carl gets all excited because someone's been playing this song for an entire week, non-stop, and he cannot stand it anymore. In another, a social media dork is seen soaking sweatpants in a bathtub, having been prodded with the audio from a recording of the 19-year-old comedian Liam Weyer vocalizing from the original #PeeYourPants challenge video. Just in case you thought coronavirus challenge #StayAtHome could not get any more disgusting, bored quarantinists are now posting TikTok
videos of themselves wetting their pants. The Panturian candidate the SSPP pants is a one ship, one lemur-only vessel that was originally introduced in the Old Porcelain Sides episode The Old Porcelain Sides. When I heard about Chick Fly, a company making pants and activewear leggings with a fly, designed specifically for women to safely and discreetly urinate, I leapt at the chance to check it out.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Soham and this was episode 1 of Pee Pants. See ya next time.